We're finishing up the thing we started last week, the in-class logic exercise, which is under week 3. So if you will click on that and bring it up. And I believe we got to number 7, right? So there's 8, which is where we are. So, would you pass this around for attendance? Because if your name is on this and last Tuesday's, then you're clear. If you weren't here last Tuesday, but you're here today, you need to do the first 7 and send them to me, and then you'll be clear for the rest. If you were here last Tuesday and not here today, you got 23 to do, or whatever it is. Okay, so we're going to pick up from where we are, and hopefully everybody will sign up, so just pass it around. Okay, my turn, folks. So, we're coming in here and we're declaring our variables. And then we're inputting. So we're assuming that somebody's sitting at a screen and inputting the data. Then we go off and do the routine, the module. The subroutine, module, whatever we want to call it. And when we're done with that, we return and we determine what we're going to output. So, if I take in as input ID, location, department, and budget. So there's ID, location, department, and budget. Okay? So number 8, I am taking in those things. So look at number 8, and you can see that it comes in. And the first question is department greater than 15? Is it?
Yes,
because it's department 20. So what does that mean the message is going to be? Cut 6%. Okay? So I'm not going to copy everything out for all of them. I would be writing 3, 3, 3, 3. And then I put out the message that says, cut 6%. And then it says it wants the location, so I put BO. It wants the department, so I put 20. And it wants the budget, so I would put 600 plus 600,000. Okay? So once it has message cut, it does the return, comes back over here and outputs. And that's the output that I would see. What about number 9? What is the message going to be? What's the consensus? You're right. So this number 9 comes in and it says, is department greater than 15? And what's the answer? No, right? And then it says, is budget greater than 500,000? Is it? No. So what have I got? 3%, right? And what's the bottom one? Well, number 10. 4%. Because again, department is not greater than 15, right? Because department is 14. So it's not greater than 15. Is budget greater than 500,000? Yes. So what's my message going to be? 4%. So now we move on and look at the next ones. Okay, so here I've now got a situation where I'm saying department 15 has to be true. Okay? Because if it's not, I'm not going to do anything but just put out a message. But if department 15 has to be true to be able to move to the this side. So department 15 then either, so this is an either situation, either budget has to be greater than 500,000 or spent has to be greater than 250. If none of that is true, then I get different messages. Okay? So, if I look at number 11, what is the message going to be? Yeah.
3%.
Right. Does everybody buy that that's 3%? Because department is not greater than 15. So this one is going to be 3%. Okay, number 12. What is that one going to be?
5%.
What is it?
5.
5? Okay. Are you buying 5%? That comes in. Is department greater than 15? Yes. Is budget greater than 500,000? No. Is spent greater than 250? Yes. So that gets a 5%. Okay, looking at 13, what does that get me? That's 5% again. And what is 14? What is that one?
Yeah.
4. Because department is greater than 15, budget is not greater, spent is not greater than 250, so it's 4%. Okay, try coming up with the next ones. And then we will look at them. Okay, this one is using pseudocode. Okay, so this one is using pseudocode instead of a flowchart. Try doing those three and then we'll do them. Okay, there's an attendance sheet floating around. Everybody sign it? find easy, a flowchart or pseudocode?
Flowchart.
Okay. And that, you know, goes to what we talked to what you looked up about what kind of a learner you are, especially. If you're a visual learner, you're definitely going to like a flowchart better than you're going to like the text written out. And I agree, I like the flowchart better too. Okay, what are you getting for these? What is the consensus on number 15? 7? What do you think number 18, 16 is? Do we have a consensus? I'm hearing 5 a lot. And what is 17? All right, so now let's try and see if you're right. So on the first one, it says, after I take in the data, it says, is department less than 20? And on the first one, is department less than 20?
No.
No, so I take the else. And the else says, is budget greater than 350? It is, so I put down, cut 7%. Okay, then I drop to the NDF and output the information. On number 16, is department less than 20?
Yes.
Then what do?
Message.
Just say cut 5%, okay? And I don't do the else at all, okay? And number 17, what do? I say, is department less than 20? Is 25 less than 20? No, right? So I take an else. Is budget greater than 350,000?
No.
No. So I take the next else, and I say cut 6%. And again, notice how these go together. The NDIF attaches itself to the first available IF. This NDIF can't have that IF, so it takes that one. Okay? And that happens with the else as well. The else attaches itself to an available IF. With this else, it attaches itself there. But an if can't have two elses. So if it's already taken, it's got to find another home. Okay, look at the next group. 18, 19, and 20. This is basically looking at the same thing. It's just that after I input and before I output, I go and do that module. Okay, so I go, okay, no talking please, I can't handle competition. Okay, so again, what I'm doing is I go down and do the module. When the module's done, I go back and I output things. So this is basically the same kind of thing. Where I'm saying here, it's department less than 20. And 20 is not less than 20, right?
Right.
So I will then do what? Okay. It's not less than 20, so I drop through. And I check the budget. Is budget greater than 35,000? 350,000?
Yes.
Yes. So what... what do I have for a message? 7%. Okay, on the next one, the department is 14, so where do I go? And what do I do? Yes. There's no else for that if, right? This else is attached to that. The end if is attached there. This attaches there. So if department is less than 20, I do nothing. I just drop out because I didn't say what to do. I said if department is less than 20, I'm sorry. I read that absolutely backwards. Okay. If department is less than 20, it's 14. 14 is less than 20, so it drops up. It does nothing. There is no message. Because if department is less than 20, there's no message. Okay? So on this one, we're writing no message. What about the next one?
Six percent.
Because department is 25, that means it's not less than 20. Is budget greater than 350? The answer is no. So it drops down to the else, and I get the 6% message. Okay? You buy that? Okay. In this one, I put in the else. So now there is an else. These go together. This else goes up, and the end if goes up. So now I've got an else in there. So anything that is less than 20, it will now do something because I have an else. Okay. So what is the first one going to come up with? Because department is not less than 20, so it drops down and asks, is budget greater than 350? It is, so it's cut 7%. What is 22?
6%.
Which do you go for? 5%. Because department is less than 20. And if department is less than 20, I drop down to the else. And that means it's cut 5%. What about 23? 6. Why this one is bothering people.
6.
Huh?
6.
It's 6%. Because is department less than 20?
No.
Is budget greater than 350?
No.
So it takes the else. And I've got the 6%. Does that make sense? Because for some reason that was, you're either sick of this or it was difficult. Don't know which. We're almost done. Okay, what is this one going to be? Don't get sick of it yet. It's almost over. What's the first one? Huh? Ah, come on, somebody.
That's 7.
Huh? 7.
7.
Because department is less than 20, because it's 14. Okay? Wait a minute. That was not 7%. Mr. Cotman, what's the budget is greater? Yes, it is. Sorry, I was reading that. Is budget greater than $350,000? Yes. Over 7%. See, I'm getting sick on too. Okay, number 25, what's that? What am I going to get?
Zip.
Because again, if you line these up, this end if goes with that if. This end if goes with that if. This else goes there. So if department is less than 20, it does nothing. There's no else there for it to do. So it does nothing. So there is no message. Okay. And number 26 is what?
6%.
6%. And if I had not had something that was greater than 250, let's say I had 175 here, what would it be? No message. Because there wasn't any else for that bottom if either. Okay. This has two 27s but no 28, so gee, I think that was probably a 28. Looking at this, 27 is going to be what?
Which 27 are you talking about?
4%?
The one I didn't change to 28. Yes, 4%. Because what you got is department less than 20. Is that true? No, it's not true, right? Because department's 21. So that means I go right down to that else. And the message is 4%. Okay, the next one is what?
Five percent.
Okay, so department in this case is less than 20. Budget is not greater than 35, so I take the else. Spent is not greater than 250,000, so I take the else and I get 5%. What about 29?
6%.
Okay. So 10 is less than 20, so I go on. Is budget greater than 350?
No.
No. So I take the else. Is spent greater than 250?
Yes.
Yes. So what's the percent?
6.
And the last one is what?
5.
Okay, department's less than 20. Is budget greater than 350? No. So I take the else. Is spent greater than 250? No. So I take the else, and it's 5%. Okay.
It's over, folks. Okay.
Now what we're going to do is look at one of your assignments for next week, which is the logic PowerPoint assignment. So bring that up. And we're going to start it now, and then I'm going to have you work on it. Okay, so this one, good, there was a little panic there. All right, this one has an inventory table, okay? And this is the data that you're going to use in doing the assignment. So, the first problem is this. I read the first record. Okay? So I'm reading this record, because that's the first record. And that's my initializing read. And then I say, as long as it's not end of file, and it's not. I didn't put an end of file indicator on this, but when it is done, the end of file indicator will be there, so you can assume it's there when you've read all the records. So, I read the first record. It said calculate profit, and profit is the difference between price and cost. So for that first record, profit is $20.89. Okay? So it calculated profit, and it would put profit up in the memory variable. And then I said set up a line for a report. That means basically just move the data over and get it ready to write, and then write. And in some languages, you can do that all in one, and some they take two steps to get the line set up and then write the line. So at this point, I write a line, and I said I wanted the line to have the item number, so it's going to have the item number, the item name, so I'm going to show that, the price, the cost, but in the order of price cost, and the profit. So I'm going to write out the item number, which is 1111, the item name, which is oak, the price, which is $95.89, the cost, which is $75, and the profit, which is $20.89. So I'm writing that line out. And then I say, read another record. So at that point, I read the next record. If it's not in the file, I calculate the profit, I set up the line, and I write it, and then I read the next record. So I go through this, whatever number of records there are, 1, 2, 3, 6, looks like there's 11 records. So I go through this 11 times, and I make a list that shows my output. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Should we use another table to show our results?
You can just write them on lines, or you can do it. Some people do it in a spreadsheet, because that just kind of gives you the table that you can put the answers in. Or you can just write it in a table on a Word document. Okay. Okay. Number two. Number two is simply showing you this. And I didn't ask you to do it again. I asked you if there's any difference in the output. And the answer is no. Because you go over here and you process, and then you go back. So it's the same as when I wrote this going across. Because I'm saying go do the module or subroutine when you're finished. Come back and then read another record. Notice that read a record is the last thing. So before you go back, you've already read another record. So there is no logic difference between number one and number two. So everybody should get that right? Okay. Now we come to number three. And on number three, I'm asking you to make a determination. Is on hand greater than 25? So I start out and I do my initializing read. And I read that record. And then I go off. It's not in the file. So I go up here to process. And the question I ask is on hand greater than 25? Is it? No. So since it's not greater than 25, where do I go? Pardon me?
Bottom paper record.
Right. It's not, so I come down here and I read the next record. So that record will not show up on my list. So I read another record. And this record is the Red Maple, and I can't tell whether that says 26. Yeah, it looks like 26. So that says 26. Is on hand greater than 26?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I'm sorry, is it greater than 25? The answer is yes, 26 is greater than 25. So I set up the line, and the line wants an item number. So 1212. It wants the item name, so it is Red Maple. It wants the on hand, which is 26, and it wants the on order, which is 10. So I write that out, and then I read another record. So now I'm reading the third record. And I go ahead and I process depending on the answer to the question. The next one is asking an or situation. So I have two reasons why I might end up printing. If on hand is greater than 25, if not, is on order greater than 25, if not, I don't write it. And then I went over to asking an and question in the pseudocode. So again, I will ask those questions and determine whether to write. And then there are, I think, three more after that. So what I want you to do today is actually take the time and do this assignment. Number one is going to take more time to write out, so I would skip number one and go right to number three and then put number one in at the end. But I would go right to number three. Problem two. I'd go to problem three. I was right the first time. Whatever. Slide 5, problem 3, that's what I would do. Because I've already given you the answer to the 2, and 1 is fairly straightforward. So put 1 at the end. You need to come up and sign the attendance sheet, okay? So the attendance sheet got you out of the other one. It does not get you out of this one. This one has to be passed in, okay? I'm having you do this because I want you to have the opportunity to ask questions. So, ask questions. And try to get it done. No pencil, all pen? Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just... Right, so those are the records that are going to meet the criteria, right?
Can you send this to Sam?
You can. I would probably do it in either Word or Excel and send it to me as an attachment. Mainly because if you do it in either Word or Excel, you do it in Word, you can run up the table. I mean, if you want to, you can just write a text card and hit another a few spaces in between. Sorry. You could just do a text document, basically. You can do it in Notepad. I'm not looking for perfectly lined up. What I'm looking for is the right records. And I can tell that from either the ID number or the name, because I've got the answers. So it doesn't have to line up perfectly. Don't worry about that. Get to the back ones. The important thing to remember is ands get resolved with ors, and you can change the order of resolution with parentheses, because what's in the parentheses will get resolved first. So the basic rule is ands get resolved before ors, and if that's not what you want, you can change things by using parentheses, and parentheses will be resolved first. And those are important in the later ones.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so number 7, instead of having the same as number 6, it's also anything with a price greater than 100?
Wait a minute. Number 7.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that come to mean?
So you could do vendor number 104 and order greater than 10, or just any of them have
right,
price
exactly.
Greater.
So those two would be grouped, and that would stand alone. Because and the result before awards. So those two big groups and one stands alone. So you're right. That's right. Because that's how you do this. And the result before awards. So it groups those two. And then it says or, and the or stands alone. Yeah. Go to number 8. So here I put in parentheses. So I have this, and I said the parentheses are almost like saying either. That and either of those. Okay, well, this thing has to be correct, and then either of those. Okay, the other assignment, I'd like you to pay attention to me for just a minute, because this is the other assignment and it is a quiz, but it's still not due till next Thursday. So this one says, and I got a new toy that let me write on the screen, and you can see how successful I was at that. But anyway, I enjoyed my toy, but you may find it sort of illegible. So what I've got here is a flowchart that says, is code equal to A? If it does, then is cost greater than 50? And if it is, add one to count. So down here I say, will you put into the memory variable count? So I start out, and I have count, and I put one in it. A will be put in the memory variable code. So I'm putting A in that. And 25 will be put in the memory variable cost. So I've got 25 in there. And after following in the logic in the flowchart, what will be in the memory variable count? So I check and I say, okay, code equals A, yes. Cost greater than 50, yes. I'm sorry, not greater than 50. Cost greater than 50, no. So count will be equal to count minus 1, so count will become a 0. Okay, so that's what you would then tell me is that the answer is 0. Okay, so that's how these work, is I tell you what's in the memory variables, and then you have to go through and determine what the answer would be. Okay?
And then in some of the later ones, okay, so I have more complex flowchart. What will be in, and I keep asking, what will be in something? Okay. So that is what I want you to do for that particular one. And I just wanted to mention that before somebody started it, and I hadn't mentioned it.
So this one is explicit. Ands get resolved before ors. Just remember that.
So we just do any of those.
No. This and either of those. Because ands get resolved before ors, except for the parentheses. So this gets resolved as either of these would become. And so it's this and whatever was fine out of there. So if neither of those were fine, then it's going to be just memory of 124 and nothing, so it won't show up. So A has to be true, and either B or C. So A has to be true. And, in addition, either B or C. Okay?